From Tidbits on June 22, 2009, this is the audio version of My Three Screens via VibeBook, written by Jeff Carlson. A few years ago, I finally gave in to peer pressure, namely from Adam Engst and Jeff Duncan, and bought a secondary display to attach to my laptop. Although I was skeptical at first, having drastically more screen real estate does make a big difference in productivity. Now, when I'm working in my office, I use a 20-inch Dell display as my main monitor, and my MacBook Pro's 15-inch built-in screen as a secondary monitor. I typically put iChat, Tweety, and Skype on the laptop screen, along with screen sharing, activity monitor, and other applications that I need to reference occasionally. The Dell display handles applications I use more actively, like web browsers, word processors, and email. Even so, I still end up with lots of window overlap. Wouldn't it be great to add a third display to the mix and spread out more? I already own another 20-inch Dell, formerly attached to an old Power Mac, but my main computer is a laptop with just one video out port, not a tower that accommodates multiple graphics cards. However, a pesky port shortage was no reason to give up. Villagetronic clearly buys into the advantages of using multiple monitors. The company's $499 Vidoc GFX is essentially an external PCI Express graphics card that connects to a MacBook Pro via an Express Card 34 card. I looked at the Vidoc GFX for Macworld as part of an overview of Express Card 34 devices. While that's a fine solution for owners of the supported generations of the MacBook Pro who don't mind a loud fan attached to their Macs, it doesn't help if you're the owner of a MacBook, MacBook Air, iMac, or Mac Mini. Instead, I've been testing Villagetronic's VibeBook, a small $129 device with a DVI port on one end that plugs into the computer via USB. It supports up to 1680 by 1050 pixel resolution widescreen, or 1600 by 1200 resolution for a conventional display at the 4:3 aspect ratio. You can connect up to four external displays using one VibeBook for each monitor, and a USB hub depending on the number of open USB ports on your Mac. Under Windows, you can connect up to six VibeBooks and monitors. The VibeBook includes a DVI to VGA cable if you want to connect a VGA display, a DVI adapter for connecting via DVI, and a mounting bracket for optionally attaching the VibeBook to the back of a monitor. After I installed an included video driver, the VibeBook is ready to go. The VibeBook driver software requires macOS 10.4.11 or macOS 10.5.5 or higher running on an Intel-based Mac. Plugging the USB cable into my MacBook Pro made macOS 10 see the new monitor and let me begin using it. I didn't need to restart the computer. The most work on my part was going into the display's preference pane and configuring the arrangement of my three screens. In no time, I had nearly 2 million more pixels at my disposal. Stutters and limitations. Whether those pixels are actually helpful depends on how you plan to use them. The README file included with the driver software, version 1.1, the most recent available at the time of this writing, notes two significant issues. No 3D OpenGL quartz acceleration, which means you'll run into problems if you try to do something that relies on graphics hardware, such as playing an iPhoto slideshow or a keynote presentation. This limitation didn't prevent me from running iPhoto on that monitor, but starting a slideshow made the monitor unresponsive. I also discovered that iMovie 08 and iMovie 09, which rely heavily on graphics hardware, refused to launch at all, even if I didn't plan on using the application on the VibeBook connected display. Also, a VibeBook enabled display cannot be color managed or calibrated, which rules out that screen for use as a photo or video monitor, or for doing serious work in an image editor such as Photoshop. The VibeBook doesn't distort colors, but if you've already adjusted your other monitors, the colors likely won't match among the displays. As a result of these limitations, you need to remember which applications need to be quarantined away from the VibeBook screen. The README file also includes a list of nearly two dozen known issues, many of which boil down to problems running the VibeBook display as the Mac's main display. An aside, I applaud Villagetronic for including this level of detail in its release notes, but I don't like that the two main issues, 3D acceleration and color calibration, are listed only in the README file distributed with the driver software. A disclosure, perhaps on the tech specs page of the VibeBook website, should make it clear the software is limited in these respects. Otherwise, you must either buy the product and install the software, or download the software before purchase and preview the release notes there, which is unlikely to happen. Ignoring those issues for a moment, A VibeBook-enabled display suffers from reduced drawing performance overall. When moving a Finder window, for example, the motion stutters as the VibeBook redraws the screen, giving the impression that it's operating at a reduced frame rate. Playing videos in QuickTime Player and iTunes similarly lagged, with the audio and video drifting out of sync after 30 seconds or so. So that rules out using a VibeBook display as a dedicated screen for watching movies or TV shows. I also can't imagine it would work at all for fast action gaming. The VibeBook upside. Despite the shortcomings, I think the VibeBook has a lot to offer. I mentioned earlier that its usefulness depends on how you want to use a third, or fourth, or fifth display. If you just want to stretch out and view more data, the VibeBook works quite well. For example, while doing some web design work, it was great to preview site iterations, ignoring the colors, and experiment with style sheets in CSS Edit on the VibeBook display, while I used BB Edit for coding and Photoshop CS4 for images on my primary display. I also used the extra screen to monitor remote computers using screen sharing, to push iTunes off my main display, and to keep several Omni Outliner documents open to refer to notes without having to sort through layers of document windows belonging to various applications. I can imagine that people who need quick access to broad sets of information, such as real-time stock market data, would benefit from chaining several monitors to one machine. I was able to test just one extra monitor on my setup, having only one VibeBook at my disposal, and it was like stepping out of a crowded room to an adjacent courtyard. After years of working with layers of hidden windows, spreading them out is refreshing. Is using the VibeBook the same as connecting a second or third monitor to a hardware graphics card in a Mac Pro? No, and early this year, Adam actually bought a Mac Pro expressly so he could run a pair of matched 24-inch monitors at 1900 by 1200 resolution, larger than the VibeBook supports, and without worry about quartz-accelerated applications, slow redraws, or color weirdness. But depending on what you're expecting out of it, the VibeBook can provide more room to work in programs that don't require the level of performance you'd get and have to pay for with a Mac Pro. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson. Thanks for listening.